Hitch relies on the data fetched by the server as the image source. Now, if you're concerned about search engine optimization, you likely want to add an SEO-friendly title as well as meta tags to the head of the document. Next makes that very easy to accomplish by simply importing the head component. Anything inside this component will be rendered out to the head of the document. Like in this case, we add a title with the car color and ID, and we could also add meta tags for Twitter and Facebook cards if we wanted to. Now, because we're working with a dynamic route, there's one other thing we have to keep in mind, and that's the fact that Next has no way of knowing how many pages we actually have associated to a dynamic route in order to pre-render. Of the car IDs, Next needs to know those IDs in advance, and the way we provide that information is by implementing the getStaticPath function. This function can also request data from an API database, then its job is to return a path object that contains an array with every route for this dynamic URL. In this demo, we only have three routes, Tesla, Ford, and Lambo. We map those values to an array of objects and return from the function along with additional options like the fallback behavior. Now, if we go visit the app in the browser, we should see a fully rendered web page. It doesn't look any different than a regular React app. However, if you open up the sources panel in Chrome DevTools, it'll show you the fully rendered HTML before it was touched by JavaScript. Notice how it contains the title and pre-rendered content, which is essential for SEO and content on social media sites. So that's how you implement server-side generation, but another big strategy is server-side rendering. The big difference is that with SSR, the content is generated on a server when requested by the user. This approach is ideal when data changes constantly because it ensures the end user will always get the latest.